Part 4. A year passed. Ralph Spencer's shoe store continued to be very popular. The people in the town liked him, and he was going to marry Annabelle in 2 weeks. She loved him very much and was very proud of him. Her father, the banker, was happy about the marriage and was also proud of Ralph. Ralph Spencer felt very close to Mr. Adams and his family. He also felt very close to the family of Annabelle's married sister. One day, Jimmy Valentine sat down in his room, wrote this letter, and then sent it to one of his old friends. Dear Billy, I want you to meet me at the cafe in the small town of Little Rock next Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, and I want you to do some things for me. Also, I want to give you my tools as a present. I know you'll be happy to get them. You couldn't buy tools like these for $1,000. I don't need them anymore because I stopped robbing safes a year ago. I've got a nice store, and in 2 weeks I'm going to marry the best girl in the world. Being an honest man is the only way to live. I don't steal a dollar of another man's money. After I get married, I'm going to sell my store and move to another town far from here. I don't want to meet anyone who knew me as a robber. Billy, my girl is an angel, and she's proud of me. I'll never rob again. Meet me at the cafe. I'll bring my tools with me. Your old friend, Jimmy. On the Monday after Jimmy wrote this letter, Ben Price arrived in Elmore. He went around the town in his usual quiet manner until he discovered what he wanted to know. From the drugstore across the street from Spencer's shoe store, he watched Ralph Spencer carefully. He saw that Ralph Spencer was Jimmy Valentine.
You're going to marry the banker's daughter, are you, Jimmy? Thought Ben. Well, I don't know.